Speaking of virtual, as we do so often now, Jackson High is holding their ambassador auction, and go figure, they're going virtual. Chris Giannetti joins us from JPS, and it's the day of virtual, isn't it, Chris?
It is. You know, I mean, we kind of, last year, you know, we had to cancel our dinner, and we were very disappointed about that, and we certainly didn't think that this year we would not still be having an in-person dinner. But, you know, life is what it is right now, so we are announced that we are doing ours virtual.
Yeah, how's it going to work?
So it's pretty easy, actually. It actually is going to be on March 5th. So we will have our auction items starting to go up here in the next week or so, so people can get an idea of what they can bid on. Tickets are $25 per person or two for $50. And it's simple. Just sign on that night, and we'll have it emceed, and we'll be presenting our kids, talking about our students, our valedictorians, our other scholarships that we've gotten from our extremely generous corporate sponsors. And we're very excited to do this event virtually, and we look forward to large participation. Our invites went out, and, of course, you should see our invites all over social media. And so we're looking forward to a big group joining us.
Might even give more people a chance to participate.
Yeah, you know, I think, too, we are offering this up to all of our staff at the high school to join and, you know, just kind of broadening the audience so that more people can take advantage of being a part of it and take advantage of the items that we have, help us raise the dollars that we still need no matter what the situations are going on in the world. We look forward to this event every year, and we're looking forward to hoping that this one is a huge success. We will be also live streaming it on YouTube as well, so people can watch right along.
So in the past, I think you raised money, and it really went right back into the classroom, didn't it?
Yeah, it goes back to both, right? So we raise money for scholarships, of course, and then we also raise money for school programs for our staff to do some neat things with their students throughout the year.
So you've been around there a while now. How has this year been?
Well, you know, I've been actually at JPS now 11 years.
No.
Yes, 11 years, you know. And so, you know, I have to, like, give the biggest shout-out to our teachers and staff for the work that they have done, the changes that they have gone through. I mean, it seems like every day we try, you know, we get up and we think this is the way it's going to be, and then something changes. And they have really embraced our hybrid learning plan. And, you know, we look forward to, you know, be able to, you know, pivot towards more days in school. But at this point right now, we are very proud of the work they're doing and supporting our students and our, you know, our families, too. They just are going above and beyond to help educate their kids this year. It's just been, I don't have a word for it. Some days I have that says stressful. Some days I say exciting. It just depends. There's just a lot going on. But we have really seen our Viking community come together, and that's what's exciting.
Well, that's the issue. You really can't plan, can you? There's so much changing so often.
Yeah, and, you know, the hardest thing is that, you know, it all boils down to health, right? So that's our main concern for everyone. We want everybody to be safe, healthy, and strong. And so that's constantly on our mind. And so everything we do with our social distancing and our washing our hands and wearing our masks is all about helping to keep our community safe. We have been blessed with the fact that our COVID cases have declined since the beginning of January. So for us, that is phenomenal news. 82% of our staff has gotten vaccinated. So that's another plus. And then, of course, right now we have zero staff that have any COVID-19. So we're very excited about that. You know, yeah, you can, it's that thing, you know, go ahead and make a plan, but it might change. But I have been impressed with everybody's adaptability and general good nature about, you know, trying to work with what we have.
So, Chris, if somebody wants any info on the ambassador auction, what should they do?
They can do a bunch of things, right? They can go to our website. They can look at our Facebook pages. They can go to the Jackson Viking Ambassador page, and they can click on and sign on. If they have questions, they can call the high school, you know, whatever their needs are. Or they can always pop me in the email. I am KRISS gianette@jpsk12.org. But they can find any of our emails on the website too. So we're very accessible. We want you to call with questions. We want you to join on. We want you to take part in this with us this year and embrace the different way, but still with the same goals.
Friday, March 5th for the virtual auction. Chris, thanks for the visit. Appreciate
it. Oh, appreciate you letting us be on. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Chris Gianetti from JPS. Again, Friday, March 5th, starting at 6. They'll have the auction items going online here in the next several days.